Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 8, 2007, and here's Jesus.
This first episode was originally released March 4, 2003.
Nazarene, there was recently a tragic fire in Rhode Island, which is inside the spiritual dead zone the Kingdom of God has created in the New England states of the USA. Do you think this fire was the result of the dead zone? And two, do you think the people that own the building should be liable for the funeral expenses and such of the victim?
To the first part of your question, Alora, yes, we do believe certainly that this fire was the result of the spiritual dead zone. One of the poor souls trapped in the dead zone caused the fire to spread so it would kill people and release more life energy for them to feed on in the dead zone. This poor soul is almost in the demonistic state. Of course, the true demons in the dead zone don't need to cause death. They can feed on the living, which is very unusual. But the situation is that, yes, this poor soul started this fire because the energy levels in that area were very, very bad, and it did this to feed, and it is a terrible, terrible thing. And as to the second part of your question, yes, most definitely, the people that were responsible for the building and the people that were responsible for the fire, for the performance, should be held liable and should pay all the expenses of anyone that was killed in the fire and make some restitution to their siblings if they have them, because this was a tragedy that did not need to happen. The foolishness, the utter foolishness of setting off fireworks inside a building is unbelievable. People in the afterlife simply can't believe that such ignorance was done, but people do some pretty strange things. But yes, those that own the building and those that made the performance should pay.
Things are getting scarier and scarier all the time, Nazarene. I'm just wondering when there'll be some good news to talk about.
You're not the only one, Alora, but there's some good news coming. It's coming.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. An open letter from Sarah, the mother of Israel, to the artists of the United States. Most profound greetings. My dear Demetrius, Speaker Gerald Pauly is making a bid for the presidency of the United States at the insistence of God the Father. The women in the afterlife are very excited about this because they believe that it means there would finally be someone in the United States that would strive to bring them true equality. They asked me to put forth a proposal to Demetrius that I thought very interesting. They want to change the American currency. Instead of just having the presidents on it, they want to have their wives also. So on the $1 bill, it would not just be George Washington, but it would be George and Martha Washington, and so on, with the rest of the currency. And God wants, "In God We Trust," to be taken off the currency and replaced with the slogan, "Together We Stand," which the ladies support wholeheartedly. I send an invitation to the artists of America. You do not need to wait for Demetrius to be elected. You can begin to produce the artworks to be placed on this currency now and submit them to him, and he will put a link on his website to yours, and the public can view your ideas and decide which one they like best. This is an opportunity for women to be given the place they deserve beside their men, for the world to come to understand that it was not the men alone that built this great country, but the women standing beside them and behind them that made this nation the wonderful thing it is. Do help us in this effort. Make Speaker Gerald Pauly President of the United States so he may carry out the mission that has been given him by the ladies that support him in the afterlife. Sarah, the mother of Israel and a devoted servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever.
We'll be back again.